Shalom le Yehudim, shalom le Bnei Noach, shalom le Goyim. It's the evening of the fourth day, Vav de Menachem Av, Parashas Dvarim, Tavshinayin Vav, the evening of the third day, Tuesday, 9 August, 2016, webcasting from the homeland of the Jews, who have forgotten that. But let's start with some good news. Yesterday it was reported that the government in Jerusalem is setting up a joint task force between the Ministry of Public Security, under Gilad Erdan, and the Ministry of the Interior under Aryeh Deri, to respond finally, after more than a dozen years, to the hundreds of anti-Jews who come here dishonestly as tourists in order to harass our sons guarding our lives. Last webcast, the topic was World Vision, those lovers of Muslim children traumatized in Gaza by the Jews, if not the children of the Jews, traumatized by the Muslims next door. And now this task force will make an effort to zero in on these anti-Jews and these NGOs who come here to provoke, to take pictures for anti-Israel propaganda, and to deport them, throw them out. They are all, although sponsored by different NGOs, BDSers, which has become the latest camouflage for anti-Semites who want to see Israel destroyed. If you remember, a couple of days before 9/11, in 2001, in Durban, South Africa, there was some kind of a human rights jamboree, which turned into a hate Israel jamboree, and out of that gathering came the BDS movement, namely, to do to Israel what was done to the apartheid regime in South Africa via boycott and sanctions to bring it down, to end the apartheid rule. Hence, Israel would become the next state accused of apartheid, even if, unlike in South Africa, there is no apartheid. You all may remember that incident back in 2012. There's a video of it somewhere. When this anti-Semitic Gentile from Europe in Judea and Samaria provoked an Israeli officer who shut him up by hitting him in the mouth with his assault weapon, for which the officer was suspended and ultimately, I think, left the army, unfortunately. And there have been hundreds of these anti-Semitic provocateurs who come here dishonestly and behave in ways in any other country, they would be arrested and deported real fast. No other police force or uniform service would tolerate their insults and their harassment by these goyim. Well, finally, it seems the government is... Let me take that back. There's probably Jews among them, too. Finally, it seems, though, the government is going to strike back. And again, as on Sunday, it seems an unholy number of these NGOs are Christian organizations, like World Vision. All of them conduct training sessions in their different countries. The volunteers stream in, and they train them and tell them what to do and not do when they come here. And then when they get here, they get further instructions how to behave in Judea and Samaria. All of them are intent on destroying Israel, but they play the game of Palestinian rights to be free of occupation. This is called the delegitimization of Israel's right to exist, which is basically a frontal assault and rejection of the League of Nations mandate that quoted the Balfour Declaration, which respected the right of Jews to live in their ancient historic homeland. The pioneer in this anti-Jew activity is these NGOs, is this Ecumenical Accompaniment Program in Palestine and Israel, the EAPPI. Its website brags that since 2002, they have brought in 1,500 anti-Israel enthusiasts. And it's all the creation of the World Council of Churches. The APPI proudly advertises its vision, quote, a future in which the occupation of Palestine has ended, and both Palestinians and Israelis enjoy a just peace with freedom and security based on international law. And our mission to witness life under occupation, to engage with local Palestinians and Israelis, pursuing a just peace, to change the international community's involvement in the conflict, urging them to act against injustice in the region. Wow, and urging them to act against injustice in the region. But never mind what's going on next door in Syria and in Iraq. To them, injustice in those countries committed by Muslim barbarians, it does not exist. These anti-Jews pay them no mind. It's what Israel does to the Palestinians in Israel's unjust occupation of Palestine that interests them. And never mind that in history did the Arabs and Muslims call this country Palestine. This country was, as recorded by history, and preserved by history, a barren, unpopulated wasteland before the Zionist movement? Was it 100% empty of all population? Of course not. There were towns, villages, a few. A half dozen towns, Jaffa, Jerusalem, Hebron, Tiberias, Tzfat, Shechem, with a few thousand souls in each, but no more. And they were all unconnected by roads. People got around in the 19th century before the Zionist movement on the backs of beasts of burden, who trod along well-worn, age-old animal tracks. But there were no cities, as that term has been understood for millennia. For example, in 1905, London was home to almost 5 million people. New York was home to almost 6 million people. Paris, I believe, also had its millions, but Jerusalem that year, 60,000 souls, that's all. Two-thirds of them Jews, only 7,000 Muslims, 13,000 Christians whose home countries were elsewhere. The other towns also numbered in the few thousands, that's all. But today, these hundreds of Gentiles come from abroad in the belief the Jews are occupying land belonging to the Palestinian people who were absent from the League of Nations documents for 25 years, and UN documents until the 1970s. But Israel is psychologically paralyzed and has never been able to stand up to these anti-Semitic fairy tales of a Palestinian nation here victimized by us Jews. Burglarized by the Jews who stole their entire ancient homeland from them. In coverage yesterday and today about this new government effort to deport these enemy activists, we learned of other operations in the same NGA game, like the AFSC, the American Friends Service Committee, the activist arm of the Quakers, who are, from my perspective, a very strange bunch of people, famous for their pacifism. When the cults sprang up like mushrooms after rain after the Six-Day War, the pacifist Quakers, who at the time were very big in Vietnam, were first out of the blocks in support of these anti-Semitic butchers, waving the flag of Palestine as they slaughtered Jews in terrorist horrors. How the Quakers juggle their allegedly religious beliefs in order to support these savage PLO monsters is beyond me, but they do. They make numerous appearances in my book, leading the charge against Israel in those days in favor of the persecuted victims of Zionism. The EAPPI website boasts of its 3 months of teaching volunteers how to fool the Jews into thinking they are tourists instead of being human rights crusaders. Surely that is the role they imagine for themselves, defending the victims of the Jews who have a record of abusing Goyim, going all the way back to Jesus. So, as I felt last webcast, I think these Christian NGOs who organize these missions to occupied Palestine should crack open their Bible to see that the Bethlehem they are likely to visit in their 3 months is not located in the West Bank or occupied Palestinian territory, according to Matthew, the first book of Christian Scripture, chapter 2, verse 1. Judea will appear another 41 times in Christian Scripture, but don't tell that to these idealistic Christians whose hearts bleed for the Palestinians, whom the Jews make bleed. Also in this list of NGOs, in this story, is the International Solidarity Movement, the ISM, remember, of Rachel Corrie. Her idiocy and hysteria about Jews drove her all the way from the Pacific Northwest to Gaza to stand in front of a bulldozer used by the Jews to aggress against their helpless, innocent Palestinian victims, and she paid for this idiocy and stupidity with her life and hostility to the Jewish people. The ISM is not, I think, church-affiliated, but it too has a well-developed website, and it's always working on plans to deny the right of Israel to exist. The early Zionists who believed the antidote to anti-Semitism was having our own country failed. I scan the websites of these NGOs, and there are supposed to be hundreds of such organizations, and I'm fascinated. The amount of effort these groups make, they seem to be soulmates of people in Hezbollah and Hamas who also dedicate every day to destroying Israel. Hezbollah and Hamas do it in the name of Islam. These Christians and other outfits do it in the name of human rights, because the Jews inhumanely mistreat and abuse the ancient Palestinians, whom the Jews insult and discriminate against every day of the week. The Jews are addicted to oppressing the Palestinians in their minds, minds that are oblivious to their own addiction to bashing Israel, bashing the world's only Jewish state. That's 50 miles across, 6 million Jews surrounded on three sides by 550 million mostly Muslims, and Israel is the bad guy in the region blocking peace, whose injustice must be exposed to the world. These NGOs are at one in spirit with the Human Rights Council at the UN, those gentlemen and women who likewise are addicted to bashing Israel, as if it were the only human rights offender on the planet, certainly number one. Imagine the proverbial man from Mars landing in his flying saucer and being taken to the UN, where he asked, what's the biggest problem facing this planet? And he would be told, the Jews, in a Jewish state. And if the man from Mars is sane, he will think the people of planet Earth are out of their minds when it comes to Jews.
Hi-yi. 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 V'taher libeinu le'ovdecha be'emet. והנחילנו השם אלוקינו באהבה וברצון שבת קודשך וינוחו בם כל ישראל מקדשי שמך נאי 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 ותאהר ליבנו לעובדך באמת והנחילנו השם אלוקינו באהבה וברצון שבת קודשך וינוחו בם כל ישראל מקדשי שמך
Now here's a bittersweet news item from the morning papers on July 1st. You remember Rabbi Mickey Mark, Hashem Yikom Damo, was riding with his wife and two kids when the family car was raked by gunfire. He died, and I think she's still in the hospital. When the rabbi was hit, the car crashed and flipped over. And among the first on the scene was an Arab passing by who stopped to help and free the Rebbetzin Chava, the wife who was threatened with being strangled by her safety belt. Well, that good Samaritan, we found out, lost his job for doing that. And the Jewish community is working to find him work legally in Israel. Take its place. It's a bittersweet tale of further evidence that among the Arabs there are good individuals, of course, but too many bad people among them, basically psychopathic thugs. It's a culture in which dissent on basic issues is simply intolerable, and the one who dissents deserves death. It was this realization, virtually in a flash one night for yours truly, that turned me from being left of center on Israel to right of center, the realization that these Arabs have a culture that is so different. It's a totalitarian society in which there is this monolithic attitude toward Jews that brooks no opposition. In Israel and other liberal democracies that value the right to to freedom of opinions, there's a spectrum running from the far right through the middle to the far left, and none of them believes it has a license to kill someone who does not share their views. In a liberal democracy, everyone is entitled to his opinion about any and all social political issues, but not in Islam when it comes to the Jews. I stopped being a liberal in Israel when I realized that on the other side, there is no peace now. There are no people who basically like peace now identify with the enemy and make his case against their own enemy. The Jewish people has too many devotees of Palestinian nationalism, and their right to own Judea and Samaria. Well, that's our fate. A mirror image community, on the other hand, of Arabs in Egypt, Syria, Algeria, etc., who make the case for Israel in the conflict, does not exist. And it cannot exist, because anyone holding such views will be murdered, and the murderer will pay no penalty. Here's this Arab who did the human thing when coming upon the human and humane thing when he came upon that overturned car, and for his trouble he lost his livelihood. For me, this bittersweet item is another piece of evidence against even thinking of surrendering Judea and Samaria to these Arabs. What's so interesting these days is how we have been witness to the disintegration of Syria and Iraq and Libya and Yemen. Interesting is the demand by the enlightened that Israel evacuate the high ground so that a new Arab state can come into being, which logically has an excellent chance of being as much of a failure as the rest of them. Anyone calling for the creation of a new Arab state in the region hasn't been following the news lately. One Arab nation created in the 20th century after another has come apart. Massive killing, suffering, and destruction. Arabs killing Arabs, not the Jews, not the British or French imperialists. Plain and simple, the Arabs are not very good at running a successful nation state, and so the idea of bringing to life a brand new one called Ancient Philistia would likely fail too, and big time, at our expense. In fact, that is basically what happened in 2000 when the Oslo Abomination blew up into the so-called Second Intifada, a.k.a. the Al-Aqsa Intifada. What also comes to mind in the category of boneheaded policy by non-Muslims was the decision by President Bush Jr. to invade Afghanistan and Iraq with the goal of restructuring those societies to resemble the Western way of life. What a fool's errand that was. I remember thinking at the time that Bush just lacked an education in the history of the region and never learned that nobody, no conqueror, no empire ever succeeded in taming and subduing Afghanistan. I was also depressed that he and advisors never read Eli Kaddouri's famous book called The Chatham House Version, named after Chatham House, which still exists in London. It's the international affairs think tank there, founded, ironically, in 1920, the very year the UK was tasked by the League of Nations with a mandate for Mesopotamia that produced the modern state of Iraq, that no longer is. Kaddouri's book is a study of the British failure in Iraq in its mandate years and what it created. And it failed thanks to the politically correct leftist nonsense popular in Chatham House. Hence the title book, The Chatham House Version of Things, sort of like the Palestinian narrative. Chatham House is like the Council on Foreign Affairs in Manhattan. Kaddouri covered the Chatham House version of events that got it all wrong, and Kaddouri, a scion of an illustrious Baghdadi Jewish family, knew what he was talking about. And so today the dreamers remain on the left, from the liberal democracies, who do not grasp the truth of how different Arab society is from Western society and why, therefore, the idea of a Palestinian state is a huge mistake. It's a pipe dream. These people are not capable of running such an entity. And speaking of Afghanistan today, the news told us of a reconciliation there between ISIS and the Taliban. Isn't that lovely? They have been killing one another for some time now. And now we hear they're going to be allies. This is behavior that is so old. In my book, too, I track the intramural gang fights in the 70s and 80s between the PLO organizations, all Sunni, and within the Shiite community in southern Lebanon, fighting each other, fighting the PLO, fighting the Christians. Lebanon, like Syria, like Iraq, created by Western imperialists, where political parties commonly also operate their own armed militias. That's what Hezbollah is, basically. It's a political party in Lebanon, a legitimate political party with a representation in the government, but it also maintains an army and uses it with no concern for the desires of the government of Lebanon. This is the Middle East. This is Araby. This is where Saudis have not one but two armies, one in the official national army, allegedly tasked with defending the country from outsiders, which I'm sure is a helpless organization. And then there's the army defending the royalty in the family, the royal family, in the event some colonels in the regular army want to try a putsch. These social arrangements are so alien in Western culture that all the big ideas from the West purporting to improve society here are commonly a waste of time.
Anu, 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 avedo de kudesha verichu. 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 Ano, 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 avedo de kudesha berichu. 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 Ano, 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 hayavedo de kudesha berichu. Ano, 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 avedo 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 de kudesha berichu.
You're listening to www.deprogramprogram.com, broadcasting from the hills of Judea. I'm Shai Ben Tekoa.
Aleinu leshabea la Adon Hakol, hatet gedula leyotzer bereshit, shelo asanu kegoyei haaratzot. ולא שמנו כמשפחות האדמה שלא שם חלקנו כהם וגורלנו ככל המונם ואנחנו קוראים ומשתחווים ומודים לפני מלך מלכי המלכים הקדוש ברוך הוא שהוא נוטה שמיים ויוסד ארץ ומושב יקרו בשמיים ממעל ושכינת עוזו בגובי מרומים הוא אלוקינו אין עוד אמת מלכנו אפס זולתו ככתוב בתורתו וידעת היום והשבות אל לבביך כי השם הוא האלוקים בשמיים ממעל ועל הארץ מתחת אין עוד עלינו לשבח לאדון הכל לתת גדולה ליוצר בראשית שלא עשנו כגויי הארצות ולא שמנו כמשפחות האדמה שלא שם חלקנו כהם וגורלנו ככל המונם ואנחנו קוראים ומשתחווים מלומדים לפני מלך מלכי המלכים הקדוש ברוך הוא שהוא נוטה שמיים ויוסד ארץ ומושב יקרו בשמיים ממעל ושכינת עוזו בגובי מרובים הוא אלוקינו אין עוד אמת מלכינו אפס זולתו ככתוב בתורתו וידעת היום להשבות אל לבביך כי השם הוא האלוקים בשמיים ממעל ועל הארץ מתחת נאינה 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 na 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 בשמיים ממעל ועל הארץ מתחת אין עוד.
Okay, that's it for this Tuesday. I'll be back on Thursday, God willing. Until then, Laila Tov, Meretz Yisrael.